Hey, the Chaos Queen here, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
I know what you mean, Ferb. It does seem like more than 104 days.
Being prepared on a podcast, that's not natural at all. Oh, crap. A bee? Paste. Because this podcast is only supposed to have 104 episodes. Alright.
I saw you just posted 100, and I was like, oh, wow, he's four behind.
Very, very behind. E and F, Star Wars.
And the last episode we did was 5 weeks behind, so, I mean, really behind.
Oh, yeah, very behind.
I don't feel bad for procrastinating, though.
Oh no! Well, I was almost gonna cut out your whole rant in episode 100 about how one of the games on it was something was on sale on Epic Game Pass, and I'm like, I'm getting too old for this shit. I'll put a note on the thing. It we recorded this in Christmas of 2024.
Oh, you should have taken all that out. Yeah,
something was on sale on Epic Game Pass in Christmas of 2024. I forget what game it was.
They were probably, at that time, they were probably giving away the Star Wars game for free.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Carry on.
Hello and welcome to episode 105. 105? Oh, God. The numbers brain in me is dying. 105 of PALCA, the podcast organization without a cool acronym, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, Dave Joe and Mike. Joining me, as always, is Pecan Court Michael. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Sometimes I wish it would stop, but it's going. Today is the 105th day of summer, and this means it is the day that G-Sharon finds out all about Phineas and Ferb's Star Wars. So, Michael, are you ready to jump on the roller coaster or ride that is the podcast organization without a cool acronym?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yes. Yes, you are. Oh, boy. Phineas and Ferb Star Wars. Episode 4A.
All right. Episode 4A. May the Ferb be with you. On the desert planet of Tatooine live two happy young moisture farmers who had absolutely no plans of leaving or getting involved in any kind of intergalactic shenanigans. Unbeknownst to them, the Galactic Empire had recently finished constructing its ultimate weapon, the Death Star. Bum, bum, bum!
Sounds creepy.
That's
when you
good.
Say
I like it.
Thanks.
It's
good.
Well, it was capitalized. Meanwhile, having learned the whereabouts of the Death Star's plans, the Rebels send their best platypus agent to obtain them in hopes of finding a weakness. And none of this is canon, so just relax.
There's four adjacent.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that one area right over there on Tatooine. Oh, my God. The songs in this thing. Oh, my God.
I like the songs.
I like the songs, too. But let's just get that out of the way really quickly. So you got Tatooine.
Yeah.
Sith Roast Decaf, which really, Sith Roast Decaf really isn't a song. It's Sith Roast
It's a jingle. It's not. That's not a song.
I know.
Is Socks a song?
Socks could be a song.
I'm not sure Socks is a song.
Socks might be a song. I don't know.
And fully operational Death Star? That's a jingle. That's not a song.
In the Empire is a song. I know Cantina Band. Okay, so Cantina Band and Imperial March are songs, but they are not Phineas and Ferb songs. They are Star Wars songs that are used in this special. Because literally, they have a clickable link for Cantina Band. I foolishly clicked on it thinking, oh, it literally just took me to the Cantina Band thing of, oh, this is the thing from the thing. I'm like, oh, right.
No, it's...
It's the thing from Star Wars.
They literally like just show the outside of the cantina and the cantina and then, song is playing.
Yeah.
And then when you go inside, they're like, okay, we're done.
Yeah, okay, we're done. Yeah.
But it lasted about as long as Socks. Socks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a whole lot. But the songs they did have, like Tatooine was a good song. Tatooine, I liked Tatooine.
Yeah.
I really like anything with Vanessa singing.
Oh,
awesome. So I'm feeling Solo.
Yeah.
He's like,
I'm feeling solo.
And I was like, this could be taken a number of different ways, but yeah, I like that one. But the Rebel Let's Go at the end.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That belongs in a soundtrack somewhere.
Yes, it does. And if it's not, that's a fucking crime.
It deserves an award for possibly best Star Wars related pop song. I mean,
absolutely.
With the exception of like Bill Murray in the 70s singing Star Wars. Ain't nothing but Star Wars. Yeah. It was an SNL bit.
I know. Yeah, you had to be there.
Yeah, I had to be there.
Yeah, you had to be there. Luckily, I wasn't.
what's left? What's left? The Sithinator.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sithinator.
Yeah. Yeah, and that had like a dancing girl accompaniment. So.
Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, that was all right. I honestly don't remember how it went because Rebel Let's Go was so awesome. It took up all the brain space in my head.
Yep, Rebel Let's Go and I'm feeling solo.
Feeling solo.
Are the two.
Oh, anytime you let Vanessa sing, right?
Yeah. That's, oh yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Anytime you let Vanessa sing. But, yeah, Ashley Tisdale got to sing a little bit.
Yeah, she did. She did. But anytime you let Olivia Olson as Vanessa sing, it's absolutely amazing. Now this is a good time. So this aired 11 years ago. Oh my God. Talk because I've got to just talk.
I will. I'll say something. I'm not sure what, but, hey, you know, Twi'leks, am I right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, this aired 11 years ago, and my first thought when I saw Vanessa as a Twi'lek, I was like, wow, okay.
All right.
I was like, all right, where's, what's her freaking, God, why am I forgetting?
You got a brain fart there?
Oh God. She just rebels. Oh God.
Between Rebel the Without Rebels a Clue.
Yeah, that's me. Between Rebels, she just made her live action debut as the character in Ahsoka.
A voice actress?
Yes. No, I'm trying to think of the character. God damn it. What is her freaking name?
Hera Syndulla.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, really? I got it right?
Yes.
Oh, all Hera. Right.
The first, like, my first thought was, okay, looking back at the date of this episode in 2014, my first thought when I, like, before I even looked at the date of when this was, when I watched this today, I was like, oh, Vanessa as a Twi'lek girl. Where's Hera? Because seriously, that was my first thought.
Oh,
was Hera?
I'm not going to get into the lore. That's okay. I'm not going down the rabbit
hole. No, I know. You go down the rabbit hole. I don't care. It's your podcast too. Go ahead.
Well, no, we know Hera grew up on the Twi'lek homeworld. She was nowhere near Tatooine. And
right, no, I know, but I'm just saying, as for me, not being the Star Wars aficionado that you are,
oh okay,
knowing like the That's only great. Other Twi'lek girl that I knew at the time since 2014 to now is Hera. Yeah.
Oh,
that was my first thought, is Hera.
It's Hera
when I see Vanessa.
Well, as I wasn't thinking that. I mean, if for that timeline, I would have. I'm trying to remember the name of the dancing girl that Jabba murdered.
Yeah, there's her too, but I never knew her name.
No, I knew her name at one point. And it's a long time. I don't remember her name now. It's not the type of thing I was going to go research ahead of time. But yeah, so no, I always appreciate hearing Vanessa sing. There's a lot of good voice actors in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Simon Pegg came back. I was like, you know, I realize that Anthony Daniels might be a little expensive, you know.
Right.
But he didn't say a whole lot. And what he did say was pulled almost directly from the Star Wars movie. So I'm like, why didn't they just play the Anthony Daniels lines? I mean, did they not get the rights to that? Is there, I mean, I'm sure if they have Star Wars properties, they could have just pulled the actual audio, you know.
Did Disney have Star Wars in 20? When did they buy Star Wars?
They owned Star Wars at the time. Yeah.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's cool that they had Simon Pegg do the voice of C-3PO. I mean, that's,
yeah.
I always like, you know, to hear Simon Pegg, but I didn't recognize his voice this time. But I knew it wasn't Anthony Daniels.
Yeah. I didn't even realize Darth Vader even spoke, honestly.
Did he?
I mean,
oh, no. He said, I find your lack of socks disturbing.
Yeah.
That was his one line.
Yeah.
And I feel like
Eddie Pittman.
No, oh my gosh, what's his name? Michael
Winslow?
No, not Michael. No. You know, the guy who does. Oh, come on.
The guy who does.
Got the big deep voice. His name, Kevin Michael Richardson.
Oh yeah, Kevin Michael Richardson.
Okay, yeah. How is it that he was not Darth Vader? Because I mean, honestly, you could have got him. They could have got him.
They could have got him.
Yeah. They could have got him. That would have been amazing.
Yeah, but Eddie Pittman, whoever that person is
the voice of Darth line.
Vader in this. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
The one line.
Jim Cummings was the narrator. I didn't.
Yeah, I love that. I did not remember that when I originally saw this.
Winnie the Pooh. Well, it was funny though, is because it's like he's doing it, and I'm like, wait a minute, is that the epic voice guy? But then he let me do it in silly voice, and he did the silly voice, and I'm like,
silly voice, and like that's yeah, Jim Cummings. Yeah,
yeah. I was like, wait a minute, I know this.
I knew it was Jim immediately as soon as I heard it. I knew it was Jim.
See, I didn't pick out Jim immediately, but
yeah. Oh no, I knew, because there's a huge difference, and no disrespect to either one of them, difference between Jim Cummings and John Bailey.
Well, no, but yeah, but I mean, when I first heard it, I was like, wait a minute, is John Bailey?
No,
maybe.
And see, according to the all-knowing, all-amazing Phineas and Ferb Wikipedia. Additional voices: Allison Stoner, Andres Salguzio, Dan Povenmire, D. Bradley Baker, Jeff Swampy Marsh, John Michael Higgins, John.
Oh, there's Kevin Michael. He was Jan on Mother, set.
And it was on set. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, wait, how did you guys not get.
How did you have this guy on set and not say, hey, you want to do Darth Vader? Because, I mean, he's got a perfect Darth Vader.
Here's the thing. If we have Darth Vader socks, what exactly did we give the commander?
I find your lack of socks disturbing.
Hell, you could have had Wayne Brady do it. That would have been amazing. Wayne's pulled out his Darth Vader a couple of times on Whose Line.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny. Now, see, missed opportunity here.
Missed opportunity, absolutely.
Oh, we got Richard O'Brien. That was a funny one. He says, wait till they find out there's no girls on Tatooine. Like, the only girl we've seen so far is Vanessa. And I think everybody's, you know, probably chasing after the same girl on Tatooine. <Yep. laughs> But Dan and Swampy had guest starring, like a cameo.
Yep.
Yeah, where it was like, oh, hey, I totally recognize that voice. So that was kind of cool.
It was awesome.
I don't always recognize the guest voices immediately. So most of the time I'll be like, you know what? That's familiar. Who is that? You know, but I don't always get it right off the bat. And then some things are like, I wonder if that's the original guy who did Porkins. That guy died.
Unfortunately.
Did he?
I don't know. Did he?
I don't know. It's Porkins dead. They could have got the original Porkins to come back and do his scream from.
Oh, Jesus. Original. Oh,
it's like, oh, nobody knows what Porkins sounds like. All he did was die.
No, it's not all he did.
What did he say, like Red 2 standing by? Something like
that? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
All right. Maybe.
I don't know whatever else he did.
I don't know. Someone's going to know. Someone's going to post in the comments.
Someone's going to
post. Actually, Jack Porkins had several lines. Let me enumerate them in bold.
What did you call him?
His name is Jack. Jack Porkins.
Okay. Sounded like you said Jack, as in
Jack Porkins?
Yeah. It sounded like you said Jack, as in Jack Nicholson.
And oh.
I'm scrolling here.
He's a Jag. Jag Porkins. No, it's same as Jack.
The character was originally portrayed by William Hootkins in Star Wars.
Oh.
Who died in 2005.
Oh, my God. That was 20 years ago now?
Yeah.
How am I old? All right. Yeah. So there's that. He couldn't do it. Sorry, dead guy wasn't available to do his voice.
He had
no commitment.
So Jeff Stewart is the voice of Porkins in this.
Okay.
And I was trying to find, and I can't find it because it isn't listed. I don't know why it isn't listed, but they don't list Luke. And I'm sitting here thinking, it is. Corey Smith. Okay. Yeah, I was trying to see who,
it wasn't Mark. Mark.
No, Hamill. I wanted to see. I wanted to see if it was, but yeah. I knew it wasn't Mark. As soon as I heard it, I was like, they didn't get, but no. Disney owns why didn't they get the guy?
I mean, they couldn't afford him.
Oh, can't please. Afford it.
Well, it's like Anthony Daniels. How much do you think it's cost to get Anthony Daniels in the studio? Just to walk in the door, let alone Mark Hamill. Holy cow. Also, I was going to say Harrison Ford. There's no way you could get him to come in. But the guy they got to do Han Solo, Russ Marquand.
Marquand.
He was awesome.
Yeah, Russ Marquand is good. Yeah.
I was wondering, like, oh my God, this guy. This isn't Harrison Ford, but... They should hire this guy to do everything Han Solo because he was that good.
Yeah.
He was just
off of what
Walking Dead.
Just off of what the Phineas and Ferb wiki lists as notable roles: Lonely Place for Dying, Woodshop, Down and Dangerous, Sheep and Wolves, Marvel Cinematic Universe. He played Red Skull and Ultron. I Heart Vampires, and then some guy named Aaron from some zombie show, some network. I don't know.
Zombie show.
Yeah. Some.
That's what show. That's where I recognize him though. Was from
Walking Dead. Yeah.
He did Rudy Connors in Invincible. I'm not sure who that was. I'm currently watching Invincible, like season 3. And I was like, wait a minute, who's Rudy Connors?
I've never gotten into Invincible.
The voice cast in Invincible is amazing. And a lot of Walking Dead characters. So
I just feel like with Invincible, for me to get into it, I need to read the original source material, which is the comics first. And I just don't have the time or the patience for it. And I don't have enough time to add another TV show onto my endless thing of
Invincible's stuff. Worth it. It's really, really good. It's kind of like, did you like The Watchmen?
No.
You watched it and didn't like it, or you didn't watch it?
I watched it years ago and I didn't care for the movie, so I'd never watch the TV show.
You might not like Invincible then. It's like you've got superheroes are real, right? But they're also flawed.
Yeah. I know the plot. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But it's like they're flawed and they're doing messed up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like oh man, I was gonna say we might not like The Boys either, but that's an excellent show. But again, superheroes are real, but they're flawed. Mm-hmm. And it's so just gory. I mean, they're fighting. Okay, well, they're like watching all the limbs fly in different directions, you know.
Okay, well then you stop me right there, because stop. I don't do blood, guts, and gore. So.
Oh yeah, you don't want to watch this show then.
No, not really. That's why I said for me, I've heard about it. I've heard nothing but good things about Invincible, but for me, because it came from, I'm currently reading Robert Kirkman. I'm currently reading his Void Rivals series from Skybound.
He's
From the Energon universe, because they're doing Transformers Void Rivals.
Kirkman G.I. Joe. Is doing Void, really?
He's writing Void Rivals. Yes, Void Rivals is amazing.
I did not know that.
Yes, that's Kirkman. Yes, it's so good.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
Oh man, so good. We just
he's a good writer. He just comes up with some amazing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, don't watch that show. You won't like it.
No,
but I like it. I like it a lot. Cause the voice acting, the voice cast is just epic. They're so good.
Yep.
All right. Now we've gotten past songs. We've gotten past guest characters. Can we talk a little bit about the attention to detail?
Oh, absolutely.
And how they have, everyone involved here clearly is a huge Star Wars fan. And the stuff they pick up on, you meet Isabella and she's got like one leg kicked up on a table and she reaches back kind of casually and picks at the wall with her finger. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, as much as she hates Han Solo, she's got a dead on Han Solo.
That's right.
She's reaching for the blaster. She's kind of like looking over her shoulder, like, I don't have their money. You know, I mean, it was awesome. I was like,
Now she is definitely somebody who would shoot first.
Well, she did shoot first. I know. Honestly thought she killed Vanessa.
Yeah.
She's like, hold on a second. I'm going to murder this bitch.
That's right.
She shot first. Yeah.
Why are you going to kill the Twilight Singer? Come on, man.
She's the only girl on the planet.
I know.
12 parsecs. If I ever hear his name again, I'll just... Would you two excuse me? Yeah, we should probably get going.
The attention to detail is simply amazing. And just everything they did... The backgrounds. Oh my God.
Pulled the backgrounds directly out of the movie. They pulled whole sections. Like there's a scene, I want to say it's when they introduce the cantina, and that's when the, oh God, don't say jizz music, but it's jizz music. It's the jizz music in the background, the cantina band. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this yellow speeder pull up in front of the building. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is that yellow speeder didn't exist in the original, but they added it in the 90s, right?
Yep.
When Lucas went back and started adding CGI to everything because he
97,
could.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And that's when you see this speeder pull up. And it's like, wait, you know, it's funny that they would include that particular scene because, you know, that's a sore spot for a lot of people.
Yeah. Now, my thing was like seeing various things and seeing what they added to it, not because of the Lucas stuff, but because of the jokes. Like the one photo I posted, quote unquote, 5 hours ago, according to Facebook, when I was like, tonight we're going to be recording, blah, 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 blah. It's the Mos Eisley sign of where the cantina is, and under the sign it says, now 14% more scum and villainy.
Like, villainy.
That is what I love. And then obviously the rest of the scenery, like with the planets, with the Death Star. The Death Star never looked so fucking good.
It looked awesome. But I really appreciated the way that they weaved in and around the events of the original movie.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, you've got Luke Skywalker out there. And he's at the, he's, you know, fixing up the moisture evaporator or vaporator, you know, and he looks up into the sky, holds up his, you know, binoculars, his monoculars, and he sees the Star Destroyer, and he's like, what? That's a Star Destroyer. And I can't remember if that's still in the movie or if that was the deleted scene, but the fact that they included that. And he's got his like hat and his poncho on, you know, and that's definitely a deleted scene.
Yeah.
But the way that, you know, Phineas and Ferb pull up and they're like, hey, and they have a conversation and then they drive off. And as they're driving away, he looks up and goes, what is that? You know, he pulls out the binoculars and it's like, wow, that's really cool how they did that. And, you know, where Millennium Falcon flies out from Bay 94.
Mm-hmm.
And they're outside in the street looking up, watching it happen, and they're like, "Oh, hey, oh, they're getting away. We gotta get this. We gotta go find them."
Oh.
Just a lot of scenes that actually happened in the movie that they're kind of it's almost like they're telling the same story from an alternate view.
Yeah,
different point of view.
Yeah, they essentially are. Because that's when we get to close to the end, right before, you know, boom. Like, oh, hey, there's Luke. Oh, he's really going to be able to hit that. It's like hitting muskrats.
The size of a womp rat. You know, womp he could totally make that.
Yeah, we should really get out of here. Yeah, yeah. Wait a minute. He's really going to he's gonna hit that. We should really get the heck out of here. And all of a sudden, boom! And was that popcorn after? What after effect was that explosion? Because that looked like popcorn pieces to me. Looked like a giant Death Star popcorn bucket exploded.
It's practical effects nowadays, right?
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, he was almost about to talk about Linda's first marriage.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, funny story about that. And then the Death Star explodes. And I was like, okay, I know it's not canon. I know it's not canon, but you can't kill the whole family.
Exactly. You can't kill the whole family. You can't
kill the whole family. But the funny thing is, though, I know you don't like Clerks, but one of the jokes in Clerks was, what about all the people on the Death Star?
On the Death Star,
who weren't evil space Nazis? You know, they
saved them.
Benders, exactly. The Fireside Girl saved them.
Oh, but what about all those innocent baristas and bank tellers and bowling alley attendants?
They're fine. The Firestar Girls got them out earlier. Okay.
There's a huge difference. I like Clerks. Yeah. I don't like the guy that made Clerks. I don't like who he is now. That's the difference. When Kevin Smith started smoking weed, he went weird. Like super weird. Beyond weird of where he was before he started smoking weed.
He was about 12 at the time. I don't know. I mean, you've seen Clerks, right? The whole premise of his character in Clerks is that he's a drug dealer.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm saying, so when you see Kevin Smith, let's say Comic Book Men season one, he's kind of okay. And look, I get it. He had a life-threatening thing happen to him. He had a heart attack and he had all this stuff happen to him. I get it. Look, I had brain surgery 7 years ago. Trust me, I understand when life-threatening things happen to you, shit changes you. I get it.
Changes,
I understand that. All I'm saying is he went really weird and off the wall. And he went public with it. Like, his fights with people over Masters of the Universe, oh my God, don't even get me started.
Oh, but he did such a good job with Masters of the Universe. That was such a good show. I'm Sorry. Not even going to complain. It was an awesome show.
Nobody needs Skeletor dick jokes in Masters of the Universe.
I don't remember that particular part, but okay, sure.
Oh, it's in there.
That second season was a masterpiece. I cheered at the end. You know, and remember, a 10-year-old me is in front of the TV after school watching He-Man. I'm like old school fan. And, you know, I've met some of the voice actors who were in He-Man. And it's just, you know, that second, the end of season, the series finale, let's say, was a stand up and cheer moment. And Kevin Smith did that. That was all him.
I'm just glad that's the only shot he's going to get. He got his shot. He shot his load and he's done.
You don't think they're going to give him more stuff after the success of He-Man?
I don't think so, no.
He can write himself a blank check and do whatever he wants. The guy wants to make movies, he made movies. The guy wanted to write comic books, they gave him comic books. The guy wanted to do podcasts, he's doing podcasts. The guy wants to do
cartoons. Yeah, but anybody can do a podcast. Look at us. We've been doing it for 16, 17 years. Like, I mean, come on now.
What is that thing I sent you earlier today? It's like,
yeah.
I think maybe they're making too many microphones.
Yeah.
I think they've made too many microphones.
That's right.
Now every one of their brothers got a podcast now, and they're not very good.
Yeah, but see, but the difference is that that joke is for all of those people that started podcasting because of the pandemic. They're like, we just found this, versus those of us who have been in it since 2008.
I suppose. I mean,
anyway, that's
you're trapped in your basement with nothing better to do. You might as well record your own voice. Yeah,
I ain't got a basement. I got a cement floor and a whatever. I don't know. That's what's under this rug is cement floor. It's a cement slab between me and the dirt.
That's terrifying.
What you doing? Oh, there you are, Perry the Rebel Puss. Perry the Rebel Puss. Let's talk about Perry the. They got way too many Han Solos in this Star Wars.
I don't know if Perry the Rebel Puss is a Han. You know who I associated Perry with is Andor.
Okay.
Where you've kind of got this special agent off to the side who's kind of doing the dangerous grunt work. And
I can see that.
Yeah, they kind of need him to go do that. He didn't murder anybody.
No.
But, I mean, he totally could have. I'm not entirely sure he was all that effective.
No.
Normally you expect Perry to, like, he's totally going to get the job done. But here, I mean, he's, like, trying to escort R2-D2 through the desert and, you know, getting knocked off of sand dunes, and he has to make birthday cakes, and it was just weird.
Perry taking care of the sand people because he destroyed that.
It was a surprise birthday party. He lands on his birthday cake, and he was like, there was no precedent for that. You know what I mean? I mean, like, that wasn't like a running joke that we expected to see in an episode. It wasn't something that was, hinted at or joked about in Star Wars. It's just like completely out of left field. Like, wait, I don't understand this at all. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on here.
And I'm glad they made. So we all know C-3PO, R2-D2, main two droids in the entire Star Wars universe. As far, like, there are other droids, obviously, but they're the main two famous ones. I'm so glad that they made Norm a 3PO and not a D2, because Norm 2-D2 would not have worked.
It would not have worked. No, Norm 3PO was awesome.
Yes, Norm 3PO was awesome.
I wasn't sure how they were going to do. I thought they were going to paint him gold, because he's a 3PO, but
yeah, I'm glad they didn't.
He was a nice silver color. He had the circle for his belly. I was
very gray, actually. He wasn't really silver.
No, he was gray. Yeah.
Yeah, he was very gray.
They included a lot of background characters. Like the 3PO unit. He's not a 3PO unit. He's a what do they call that type of droid that 3PO is? He is a like a domestic helper unit or something. They call him.
He's a protocol droid.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, protocol droid. So he's a protocol droid, except it's the one that was dismantled and in Jabba the Hutt's torture room.
Oh, yes.
That protocol droid ended up in the city scene. Nice. Just walking down the street. And I was like, holy God. And again, this is that attention to detail. It's like, oh, wow.
You are a protocol droid. Are you not him?
Yep. No, not that one. No, that.
Oh, was, not that one?
No, that one was not a protocol droid. That was like this weird torturer droid. No, there was a dismantled, like they had already tortured this one to death and it was dead on the floor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Clearly a protocol droid, but had a weird, like almost like bug head or something. But that droid was walking down the street and he had kind of a weird limp. It's almost like he, you know, I don't know what the deal was with him, but there was a lot of aliens just in the background. And some of them, I was like, oh, I recognize that one. You know, it was just some neat little Easter eggs they tossed in there.
Yep.
And I was really surprised that they didn't have a special section of the wiki that was just call outs for all the background characters.
They do.
Fair.
Background information, man.
Well, no, I mean, under illusions or under...
No. Well, okay, not all of the background characters specifically, but I mean, background information has a lot of stuff here that I completely missed. The at one point, the Centennial Chihuahua takes on the form of the following: a TIE fighter, Imperial walker. I missed the explicable giant floating baby head. The only time I saw
it would have been I saw Lincoln, that, you'll miss it. Yeah,
the only time I saw the Centennial Chihuahua is when it turned into a donut truck.
Mm. No, I mean, it cycled through like three or four different shapes before it became the donut truck.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking under illusions, and I'm like, I don't see that anywhere in here. But like, Burmaid, there's one of the exotic worlds, you know, where you can visit and conquer. I've been to Burbank. I like Burbank.
Yeah,
I think we talked about that last week. I really wanted to go to Burbank, and then
you wanted to go to Burbank. Yep,
it's a bit of a you know, I don't want to say a war zone, but it's a you know.
Well, here's something.
They're still recovering. They're in recovery. Yeah.
They're in recovery.
Oh my God! They actually called out Clerks. The Firestar girls are seen rescuing the innocent civilian personnel before the Death Star was destroyed. Yeah. Maybe unintentional, but the subject was discussed by Dante and Randall about the Death Star personnel with the second Death Star being constructed by innocent, independent contractors.
That's right. Who
presumably got killed in the crossfire.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
See, that's funny. Yeah. That I would mention that, and then here it is. And then, exactly. There's a lot of, you know, like, how should I put it? A lot of times when I'm looking at the illusions in the wiki, I go, wow, that's a bit of a stretch. You know, and then sometimes it's like right on the nose, like even I mentioned it.
So how long ago was Gangnam Style? Was it about the same time? Was it 2014? No, it was longer than that.
Because
2010.
My kids were in elementary school, so yeah, they were probably 6, 7, 8 years old, and that would have put them right around
2009, 2010.
2010, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're at about 15 years. Yeah, that's right. Because so as of this recording currently, folks, hopefully I'll get this episode out before 6 months from now. he says hopefully. But over the last month and a half or so, certain memories have popped up on Facebook and 14-year friendship with Randall Nig has come up, and one of the things that always pops up for Randall and I is his video with Dr. Smoove, which is the Transformers version of Gangnam Style, best version of that song. I mean, it's the song, obviously.
It's the same song.
It's just the same animated song. It's just,
yeah.
it's just their animated video of them doing Transformers. Oh man, love that.
It's amazing. Yeah. I didn't know you were friends with Randall.
Huh. Oh yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep. Steve, I think either you or Steve or somebody back in the day showed me, I think it was one of the serial videos.
Yes, Energonos.
Energonos, that's what it was. Yep. So,
did you track him down? That's funny.
No, I didn't track him down.
Oh.
Friends with him on Facebook.
Well, no, I've been friends with him on Facebook. I think a lot of people have been friends with him on Facebook for years. Like, when his kids were... When a kid was really little, he used to do the...
conventions.
The Mini Chief.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Mini Chief,
Mini Chief met Optimus Prime. Mini Chief met Peter Cullen.
He actually did... He dressed his kid up as Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Anyway, but if you ask Randall, who the hell is Mike Wilson? He'd never know. We wouldn't be able to tell you.
But
we've been Facebook friends for a long ass time.
He would know, because you know how he would know? If you get to whatever day it is on Facebook Memories where Facebook Memories pops up and it's like, hey, Michael, it's your... insert number of year anniversary, just like with me, anniversary of your friendship with him.
Yeah.
It'd probably show you in your giant Decepticon armor photo from 15 years ago him in whatever photo that he has. So
that actually shows people, you what your avatar was at the time. Cause I think it shows you the most recent one.
Probably, I'm just saying, literally, that's what I remember from back then is you in that giant Decepticon vest.
It was a big leather vest. It was awesome. If it wasn't $700, I would have bought it on the spot.
You don't own that? I thought you owned that.
No, I didn't buy that. No, it was $700. I'm not going to buy that. It looked cool, but I'm not going to buy it. Well, it was really expensive.
He'll buy a $200 Fort Max, folks, but he won't buy a $700 Decepticon leather vest. Are you kidding me?
He'll buy a
$600 BotCon box set, but he won't.
Well, let's be fair. I bought two. And
that's the point, you idiot.
Well, no.
I bought two of those.
I bought two and I auctioned one off to pay for the first one. The auction money paid for both sets. So it wasn't $600. But I think if it would have been more reasonable, like $200, $250, I might have bought it. I might have just put the money down on it. But $700, that's... It's a car payment, you know?
Well, you have the photo, so I mean, technically it's priceless.
I do. Yeah, no, they insisted I take a photo. They're like, I can't take it. You look awesome. Take a picture. And I'm like, really, can I? They're like, yeah, do it. I'm like, all right, cool. But no, it was amazing.
I don't care how old you get. That should be your Facebook profile picture for the rest of your life.
I don't think I don't think I'm even gray in that one. So that was a long time. Got a lot of gray hairs now, but... I don't know if I.
So
if
in
I,
in normal Star Wars we have TK421. In Phineas and Ferb Star Wars we have TK90210.
That's right, from California.
That's right.
I forget what town 90210 is in. I was
Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, Jesus! It's right in the title, isn't it? Yeah. Senior moment. Sorry. But yeah, so I would say I absolutely loved this episode. I wanted to go back and watch it again because of all the details, and I didn't want to miss anything. It was just so well done. Oh, you know what? We didn't even talk about Ferb becoming a Sith Lord.
No, we didn't.
It was epic. Just amazing.
Which... This is good that this episode is not canon. This is the only legitimate time in the entire series that Phineas and Ferb actually fight each other. No.
Oh, I was going to actually talk. like have a conversation. Like Ferb says more than one line. He talks more in the last, you know, 10 minutes of the episode than he does in the entire season.
It's very true. But no, this is the only episode, even though it is not canon to the rest of the series, that Phineas and Ferb actually fight each other. Like, yeah, they actually have disagreement. They're actually on opposing sides.
Yeah.
Phineas being the Jedi, Ferb being the Sith. You know, the Sith, you only get one choice. You know.
Only Sith deal in absolutes.
That's right.
But yeah, no, that was pretty epic. He's like, oh, look, I have an adaptation to my lightsaber.
That's right.
Phineas is like, oh, we're doing adaptations now. Well, yeah, hold on a second. Oh, let me mess with mine. And then he ends up with I can't even describe what he had. It was pretty neat.
It was very, very cool.
Was that, I want to say it was the, was it? Okay, no. Was it the Lego? Lego Star Wars. No, it was Lego Star Wars where the Darth Maul has the...
Yeah.
Yeah, he has the double lightsaber, and then he's like, watch this, and two more shoot out.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of like what Phineas had. I was like, which one came first? The Phineas one had to have come first, right?
Oh, God, you really
don't look it up. Don't look it up. It was funny because the Lego version, he sings. It's like the Duel of the Fates music comes on. It's like, dun, dun, dun. And Darth Maul is like, awesome, 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 awesome. You know, he's spinning and leaping and doing the dual lightsaber thing. I don't know. That's the type of thing you got to find a clip for and kind of insert it, because I'm not doing it justice.
No, you're not.
No,
you're not. No, not at all. And that's
the other thing is I think they skipped a bunch of the tropes that we normally have. So like, could be wrong, but I know what we're going to do today. They didn't do that one.
Yeah, I know what you're going to do. There's no too young.
I think at one point they said, where's Perry?
Yep. Yep. There is a, oh, there you are, Perry, but there is no Perry entrance.
There was a jingle, the fully operational Death Star.
Fully operational.
That they counted as a song.
And we completely, like, oh man, if we ever, hopefully one of these days we will, get an interview with Dan Povenmire as Doofenshmirtz, he has to say, curse you, Perry the Rebel Bus! I know that was a horrible impression, but...
It was really bad, but no, I get the point. Yeah.
Because there was none of that. But yeah, no, there is no... That. Yeah.
He did manage to freeze him in carbonite, though. So
I thought the carbonite freezing was overused.
Really? I thought it was underused. And when I say underused, I mean in the movie there was this huge like carbon freezing room with orange staircases that go up to the freezing unit, and you gotta, you know, there's all these cables and. It's like this huge production, and in this scene it's a hole in the ground with a big red X on it. Yep. And you just accidentally fall into it like a manhole cover, like, oh shit, you know, fell in.
Well, that, and how about the guy, the one stormtrooper is like, oh good, I'm gonna fall down the shaft and I'm gonna blah blah blah, blah, and I'm gonna fall forever and I'm gonna hold on to the end of the... Oh wait, that's the other movie. Crash into the bottom of the Death Star, clank.
What's up?
Shattered glass falls out. Like, wait, wrong movie. That was Empire.
Oh, that was that was Cloud City.
Yeah, I was
thinking of something else. There's absolutely no weather vanes hanging off the bottom of the Death Star.
Death Star, no.
Darn it.
Good design.
Well, the funny thing is considering it's a a moon, right? And gravity heads toward the center of the moon. That's no moon. But yeah, that's probably why he fell off the bottom and not sucked into the center of the planet.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you would assume there'd be a giant molten core.
Yeah.
It doesn't spin. There's no molten core.
Nope.
Physics.
Yes. Math. Physics. Yes, it's math.
Math.
It's math.
That's right. It's like check. Man. Check. Checks on meth. Yes. That explains why he shows up at the end. He was too high to realize that his plane had been destroyed, and he was falling to the planet on a parachute. And I'm like, wait a minute, did he take the parachute all the way from orbit? Would he have not burned up on reentry? Is Jack Porkins fireproof?
No, he's not. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Good stuff.
All right. Anything else for Phineas and Ferb Star Wars?
Oh man, we almost forgot to talk about Darth Ferb, but we did talk a bit we talked about Darth Ferb.
Yeah, talking about Darth Ferb. He's essentially Darth Maul, but better.
He was better than... Well, he didn't get cut in half.
Thank God.
I mean, yeah.
That would not be good.
You know, we barely talked about Candace at all.
I don't know. This was weird to me. This whole episode was weird to me because somehow there's this weird brainwashy thing that happened where neither one of them recognized that they were brother and sister.
Well, my guess was that she left home to join the Empire when she was young and he was just a baby.
Okay.
And he was like, my only regret, since we're all going to die here, is that I never found my sister. You know, and she left a long time ago, and she was like, oh my God, you've gotten so big. Holy cow. And I mean, it was nice that they were reunited before they blew up. But, it was
these kids today, they blow up so well.
Everyone seems to be related. Why is it? How is it that everyone's related in this movie? It's like you got the Skywalker twins.
Hey, you got the second. What? Second appearance, second time, even though unfortunately this is not canon, second time, non-canon Isabella Phineas kiss.
They ain't related. They are not related. You think the two of us are related? He's like, oh, no way. And she's like, good.
Good, yeah.
Get over here.
Yeah.
Fuck her up, Buttercup. Oh, got something for you.
But no, like, okay, so... All right, I'm going to equate. We've already talked about this. We've already brought this up, so this kind of equates. And this technically equates to both Star Wars and Masters of the Universe. Luke, Leia, both babies when they are born, obviously, both twins, separated at birth. Leia's off with the royal government and becoming princess and whatever. Luke's on a desert planet with no water and trying to be a moisture farmer and wants more and desires the greatest power in the universe, always whatever.
Looking out into the horizon.
Exactly. Okay, so you got two people who are related, twins, who know nothing of each other, okay? Go to a completely different universe, Prince Adam, Princess Adora, Kordak, steals Adora when she's a baby from the sorceress and yada yada yada, or from King and Queen, from King Randor Quimler. Basically the same goddamn premise as Star Wars, which is fine. I'm not complaining about that, but my point is they were stolen as she was stolen as a baby. Candace was older, Phineas was younger. How is Phineas going to remember Candace if he was, let's say, one or two, if he's younger than one, or if he's like 6 months, how's he going to remember? I don't remember what was going on 6 months after I was born.
I don't necessarily, maybe he didn't know that her. Maybe he just knew that he had an older sister that that he wanted to reunite with.
And I know, folks, I'm being very anal retentive about this shit. I get it. But I'm just curious about it because, again, it just feels like they just kind of threw that in there at the end of, oh, by the way, blah, blah, blah. Like
Star Wars, everyone's related.
Yeah.
Wait, there is another.
They didn't do that. They did not do that. Thank God they did not do that.
Are we all related? No. Okay.
The one thing we did not talk about on the way to Ferb becoming Ferb Mall. I should go back and get the screen cap, but
yes.
The scene, the hallway scene of Obi-Wan going left and Ferb going right, Obi-Wan up top. Down on the, I was like, oh no, they didn't, but they did.
And they're both like, wait a minute. They look around.
Wait a minute. Let me look up, look down. Hey, wait a minute. What are you doing down there? What are you doing up there, old man? Like
but again, there was this dovetailing of the movie.
No, I know. I'm not complaining. Right. That's what I'm saying. I liked it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining about it. I'm saying, hey, wait a minute. Because that's what they were doing is, hey, wait a minute.
Well, speaking of Obi-Wan, at the end, you've got Buford saying, hey, I found this perfectly, perfectly serviceable cloak. Yeah, just lying on the floor. It's got this big hole in it, but otherwise.
No. I didn't even. Oh my God.
You didn't put two and two together?
Like, I don't meth well after 10 p.m.
We found this cloak just lying on the floor. This is, I thought it was. I laughed. I lolled a little. It was funny.
Outside of the sandwich line, I do like how Darth is essentially a non-issue. Like, Obi-Wan obviously is there in that one scene, but that's pretty much it. Like you've said.
Yeah.
And like, this is supposed to be. This is a story. This is episode 4A. This is adjacent to the actual events of Star Wars itself. And that
the
is
characters cool. are there, but it's not their story.
It's not their story. And that's fine. That's cool. That's great. And we get to see this alternate take or this alternate viewpoint of it, which is very, very awesome. It's kind of like how we always say, and we've said this for 16, 17 years now, folks. Go listen to any of the Transformers podcasts we've put out. Man.
Or not.
No. Jeez. Go listen to any of the shut up. Go listen to any of the don't listen to him. Don't listen to what he's saying. Go listen to any of the Transformers podcasts we've put out and listen to us say, man, would we have loved to have been a fly in the wall in a Wally Burr voice session? Because that's what this is essentially for Star Wars. It's a viewpoint from a different angle, and we get to see the story outside of actually watching the story unfold. We get to see it from a separate viewpoint.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's what makes it so cool and so interesting and so fun.
Yeah.
I
like being able to see. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Did you, and I risk going down a rabbit hole here, but did you see I want to say it was on Netflix. It was a Jurassic Park animated series. No. Okay. Jurassic Park animated series. And it's not the original Jurassic Park, but the new ones. And it's about these kids who like win a trip to go to Jurassic Park summer camp, you know?
No.
And the idea there is they show up on the island and they're like, you know, given rooms and it's like, all right, you know, tomorrow we're going to learn all about dinosaurs. And there's this kid, you know, who loves dinosaurs and he like somehow won this trip. And then the park shuts down, everybody evacuates, and they're stuck there on the island with the dinosaurs. And then the rest of the season is just them running away from velociraptors and stuff, and you know, trying not to get eaten. But the it's like two or three seasons of this, and it dovetails perfectly with not just the first movie, Jurassic World, but also Jurassic World 2. And it's like, again, you're seeing like the things that happen in the movie from a different point of view. Like, what if there was somebody on the island watching what was happening and going, oh, wait, you know, or actively trying to escape the island, but then seeing, oh, wait a minute, there's something else going on this island. And, you know, just it's like, but that something else was actually happening in the movie.
Huh, interesting. But no, I have only ever seen Jurassic Park and the sequel. I don't think I've seen the third one.
Oh, don't. It's not any good. Okay, arguably, good. The second one's not any good either. But Jurassic World, you might like that. That was a good movie. It's got Opie's daughter. And
Wait. Hold on. What? You're saying The Lost World isn't any good, but Jurassic World is good? Is that what you're saying?
No, so the interesting thing about Jurassic World is that they tell the story of what would have happened like 20 years, in the intervening 20 years. It's okay. Like, yeah, it's like, no, they went ahead and they made Jurassic Park. It's still there, and it's a Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and you can see how the park is run and what it's like. Because, like, the original Jurassic Park, there was nobody there. They were just testing it. They were having a shakedown run.
I remember.
Versus Jurassic World, where everybody's there. You know, it's like you have a theme park, and it's currently operating, and then suddenly the animals get out. And it's like, oh, what now? You know, it's really neat. I mean, I really like the Jurassic World. Jurassic World 2, it was, you know, still pretty good. It was, but I mean, yeah, I would say if you haven't seen any Jurassic Park movies aside from the first one, I would say go ahead and watch Jurassic World. You might like it. But also, the companion piece, which is this series, they just released a second spinoff. It's like these kids are little. They're like 12, 13 years old, you know, 13, 14 years old. But in the sequel, it's called Chaos Theory. They are teenagers, you know, but they're still friends, and they're still involved somehow with Jurassic Park.
Okay.
What is the name of that show?
I don't know.
I suppose if you went on Netflix and did a search for Jurassic Park, it would show up. But it's a really good show. I mean, I watched it with the kids when they were younger. We had a good time.
So my buddy Dave Draper, who does various things with me on Studio 2009, we do Star Wars, we do 12 months of Star Wars, and we do other stuff. We suggest various films to each other. We also do the Columbo Files over there. We just finished of this record. Yeah.
You're still doing Columbo?
Yeah, we just finished season 3 out of 10. So
there's 10 seasons of Columbo?
Oh yeah, ran from 1971 all the way through so 1971 through the 80s, and then it came back for like mini movies in the 90s.
Yeah.
For almost 20 years. Absolutely. So anyway,
are you gonna watch Mrs. Columbo?
We probably are, honestly, because it's not that long.
Captain Janeway doing the Mrs. Columbo thing?
Probably. So anyway, we did, because Dave is a big dinosaur guy, and he does love Jurassic Park. So I was like, okay, I'll watch Jurassic Park. We watched it. We did the episode. We then did a crossover, a double feature episode. We did several of these, but we did, because another one of my missing points, because I was too young at the time. I only saw one Indiana Jones film, the only one at the time when I was 9 years old that mattered to me, which was Last Crusade in 1989. Keep in mind, I was 9 years old at the time.
Yeah.
I knew about Raiders, but it wasn't really on my radar. So we did Raiders of the Lost World. And I said after Lost World, I said to Dave, do we really need to watch any more of the Jurassic Park movies? Are you good? Is your dinosaur itched? He goes, no, I'm good. We're good. We don't need to watch any more after this. I was like, okay, good.
Wow.
So we did watch. I have seen both the first and the second Jurassic Park films, and I liked them. I thought they were good. I thought the first one was excellent. I thought it was great. I was 13 when that movie came out originally, Jurassic Park in 93.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was just, I was 13. I was beginning my teenage years, and I was like, I had sold all my dinosaur books. My mom had already thrown out all my dinosaur bed sheets. I was past dinosaurs. I was moving into Batman, the animated series, and superheroes, and trying to see where Transformers was at the time, which in 1993, Transformers was nowhere.
Oh, it was gone. Yeah.
It was gone.
You had a couple more years to go before Beast Wars.
Beast Wars. Yeah. Hey, next year, 30th anniversary. Holy crap.
Holy cow. I'm so old.
Yeah. You're so old. Jesus.
Well, anyway. You know, what's funny is like when that was out, I was in college. And I had no, well, I mean, I had a passing interest in Transformers, but I had no interest in like collecting.
Yeah.
It honestly wasn't until I want to say like 99 or 2000 before I got interested in like watching watching the cartoons again. I watched Beast Machines avidly. I was just so impressed with Beast Machines. I started collecting toys again. I had a Transmetal Megatron on my desk at my first big job in Chicago.
Nice.
My first professional like office job. I was the guy in the office with a giant freaking metal ice dragon on their desk. People walk by and go, "What the heck is that?" I'm like, "Oh, that's Megatron." They're like, "No, it's not." Like, no, dude, seriously, it's Megatron.
That doesn't look like a giant gray gun.
No, it's the new Megatron. He's the new hotness, you know.
Yeah, it's the new dinosaur old hotness thing. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
Phineas and Ferb Star Wars. Are we going to give this anything less than a 5?
Oh, if I could go bigger than 5, I probably would. I just really, really like this a lot. I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
It was fun.
I guess if you weren't a huge Star Wars fan, you might not have enjoyed this as much. But, I mean, you know, having Star Wars is probably the one movie that I've seen more than a dozen times. You know, I don't like seeing movies more than once. I watch that movie again, with the exception of a few, like, classics that I've watched with my kids, you know. But Star Wars is one of them. That's one of those movies that I've seen just over and over and over and over again. And so seeing this, you know, 2 half-hour episodes, they are each a love letter to Star Wars.
Absolutely, they are. 100%. All right, folks. Fives all around. Fives. Fives. 4 fives. Oh, boy. 4 5. What a tragic story that is. That's a topic for a completely different podcast.
Well, but he was a hero in his own right.
So. Yes, yes, he was.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go to a quick podcast ad break. You're going to hear some podcast ads, some other stuff. We're going to come back to close the show right after this.
Hey, Luke.
Phineas, Ferb. What's up, guys?
Ferb, check this out.
Pod racing engines, how'd you hook these up?
We just picked up some power converters at Toshi Station.
Nice.
Do you need help with your moisture evaporator? We can trick it out like ours.
I wish, but Uncle Owen wants to do things the old-fashioned way. Even the droids he buys are used.
Hey, Treadwell. Well, we'll catch you later, Luke. We're gonna mosey on home for lunch.
Wow, when they mosey, they mosey.
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Are you missing entertainment in your life? Welcome to Captain Ruggles Gaming. Whether it's guides, roleplay content, or our shenanigans with our collaborations with the 20 years standing strong Fart Clan, also known as Fast Action Response Team, or the Wrecking Crew, we have something for everyone. So join us when we traverse the cosmos of space games, survive the undead in zombie games, or just having fun in first-person shooters or random indie games, visit us now at GeekCastRadio.com and YouTube.com/@CaptainRuggles or Google search Captain Ruggles Gaming. It's game time, and I'll see you out on the battlefield.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes or GeekCastRadio.com.
Are you in need of what the heck did I just listen to? Are you in need of a laugh at the expense of the internet? Boy, do I have a treat for you. Here at Lyrically Audacious, we turn just about anything into music. Visit us now at youtube.com/@LyricallyAudacious, all one word. So swing by, have a laugh. Stay lyrical, stay audacious, here at Lyrically Audacious.
For the best in science fiction, join Mark Baumgarten, Vicky Jacobowski, Zion Kiros, and Juan San Miguel on the award-winning podcast, Marku 42's Universe. Doctor Who, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Star Trek, and more are all fair game with Marku 42, which has been around since 2012 in one form or another. Marku 42's Universe is proud to be a part of GeekCast Radio Network, the best place to get your geek on. Listen to us bi-weekly or weekly if we have a topic relevant for you, our listeners. Marku 42 on GeekCast Radio Network, a match made in a galaxy near you.
Do you like the Transformers?
Yes.
Do you like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Do you like IDW comics?
And comic book podcasts?
Then come check out Ninjas and Bots. Each week we look at an issue of Transformers
or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from their IDW comics incarnation. We drop episodes every Saturday morning.
Just like the cartoons we loved as a kid. The show can be found on your favorite podcatcher and at johnreadscomics.com.
See you then.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the host of the Rock Nerd Radio Show, which airs live on HudsonRiverRadio.com every Wednesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It also gets backed up as a podcast, which you can find on your preferred podcasting platform. Every week on my show, I talk about all kinds of pop culture. I talk about music. I talk about movies, TV, comics, collectibles, and so much more. I also feature a guest on my show periodically, which you might enjoy. I have a couple of special segments on my show, one called The Cover Song of the Week and My Favorite Thing in the World This Week. If you think this sounds cool, check it out sometime. I hope you do.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Episode 4A, May the Fur Be With You, Part 2. A voiceover guy, hungry for attention, breaks into a studio and narrates his wife.
Hey, get out of here! I'm not telling you again, man!
Oh, man!
What is up with that guy?
All right. Podcast Organization Without a Cool Acronym, Episode 105, in the books. We did it.
Wow. Only took an hour and a half.
Woohoo! Well, I mean...
This is a double episode. We had a lot to talk about. Probably a lot to cut.
I mean, not a lot. Not a lot to cut.
Nobody wants to hear about Jurassic World for half an hour in the middle of a Star Wars podcast.
Oh, God. Could you imagine if they had continued doing these special type episodes? Phineas and Ferb, Jurassic Park. Phineas and Ferb, Transformers. Phineas and Ferb, Phineas and Ferb, Phineas and Ferb. Go to Star Trek. Phineas and Ferb, go here. Phineas. Oh, my God. And it would just be adjacent. Phineas and Ferb adjacent to whatever top part of the timeline. Basically, rebuild the galaxy. Lego Star Wars rebuild the galaxy. Basically, just adjacent to, like, they can't do anything. They can't interact. They just watch it.
Yeah.
And it's just a slightly off angle. Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
I think that they did that with everything that they own so far. Like, they own Marvel. Yeah. They own Star Wars. You know, the stuff that they have on hand, they can do now. I wouldn't expect them to do like a partnership with Paramount and say, let's do Transformers. No. Let's do.
No. I know.
I don't I'm know. Just Simpsons saying. Or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Can you imagine?
That would be hilarious. No. I mean, I wonder what Phineas and Ferb would look like if they were Simpsonized.
I'm sure there's a website for that.
There used to be a website called Simpsonize Me.
I know.
Take a picture of yourself and it would Simpsonize you. But I don't know if you could do that with like a Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, I'm sure. It's the internet. You can find anything on the internet.
Oh, yeah, most likely.
Oh, boy. All right, folks. So, well, we're at the tail end of the journey here. We have very little left, honestly. We actually have...
Pauka Files.
Yep. We got Last Day of Summer is next. Pauka Files, and then Candace Against the Universe. And then we're going to wait until... So essentially we have 3 weeks left. We have 3 episodes left of recording. And then we got to wait until season 5 hits. And we'll have to see how season 5 of the 40 episodes shake out. How they're going to distribute them. I don't know if they're going to put them on Disney Channel first. If they're going to drop them on Disney Plus weekly. Or how they're going to do it. Because Phineas and Ferb back in 2007... Oh my God, we are 2 years away from the 20th anniversary of Phineas and Ferb. Yeah.
Shit. Oh, wow.
Oh, my head hurts. I need to go lay down. Okay, Michael, you can close the podcast. Good night, everybody. No.
Bye.
No. But yeah, no, it's wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we've said before, we are getting Dan Povenmire, Jeff Swampy Marsh, everybody has said that we are getting 40 new episodes of Phineas and Ferb for a season 5. They are coming back, but we've got some stuff left here with Last Day of Summer, Alka Files, and Candace Against the Universe. And then we're going to do a couple bonus episodes where we do like favorite episode countdowns and favorite song countdowns and things like that.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. I haven't taken any notes this entire season. I'm not going to be able to refer to anything.
Well, the countdown episodes are going to be easy. You just look at look at the list of songs from the entire series. You pick your favorite songs. That's easy. Same thing with episodes. Sure. You just look at the season episode. You just pick your favorite episodes.
See which ones I like best. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Exactly. That's not, you don't need notes for that.
Oh, man. I'm totally unprepared, even though I've watched all the episodes.
Technically, what you should do is, once we release episode 107, a new record. It's a TMNT one. Technically, what you should probably do is, to catch up on your own notes, go back and listen to the podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
Give us the numbers. Give us the numbers.
It's a fate worse than death.
I know, right? Why would we want to listen to ourselves?
I don't expect other people to do that, let alone me.
Wow. Right. On that note, thank you for joining us here on Pauka. There's some ways to get in contact with us and leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. You can also check out our store, shop.geekcastradio.com, where you can get all kinds of Geekcast Radio merchandise like t-shirts, up to 4XL, hats, mugs, all kinds of other cool stuff. You can send us email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can check us out in any of the podcatching clients you choose to use. Things like Fruity Apples and Androids and other stuff like that.
Fruity Apples.
Fruity Apples, that's right. Fruity Apples, Android Superior. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, leave us reviews or stars or whatever people do on podcatching clients these days.
Whatever the kids are doing these days.
Yeah, whatever the kids are doing these days. Oh, man, some of the comments sections on Spotify, since Spotify added a comment section, not on our shows, but on just podcasts I listen to, and I'm like, oh my God. Really? I don't know what's worse, a Spotify podcast comment section or a YouTube video comment section in 2025.
Oh no, oh, man, YouTube video comments are just obscene. As somebody who used to make videos, who doesn't anymore, specifically because of the comments. Yeah.
But the difference is that the YouTube video comment scene has been a hive of scum and villainy for the last 20 years, since YouTube started 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas the Spotify added commenting recently over the last year and a half, I think, or maybe it's been shorter than that. And it's just been like, oh my God, wow.
Can't believe somebody had the unmitigated gall to write that down and post it.
That's right. And actually leave their real name.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. I don't know. They could. I don't know. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio for the network. I am at TFG1 Mike. He doesn't do Twitter anymore.
I'm in there somewhere.
He's there, but he's not. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on the last day of summer.
I'm not talking to you people.
Is that a gag? Okay, Ferb. Okay, Ferb Wilson.
It'll actually say things anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. No. We talk in Morse code. Deet 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 deet.
So you know Morse code?
No.
Oh, I only know SOS, and you weren't doing SOS, so
no,
I got a little lost.
Yeah, I wasn't doing SOS.
Sure, what that was?
SOS. Weird song. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Michael Wilson.
You'll hear us. That's the wrong outro. God damn it.
Hear us when? What?
No,
tell me more.
So I said this last time. I'll say it again now.
Sure.
The new podcast that we started, new, quote unquote, it's 5 years old, Studio 2009. The closing line for that is, you'll hear us back in the studio soon. I've been recording so many episodes of that podcast in the last 2 years. Like, literally, I've been steamrolling. Like, the Columbo Files thing I mentioned, where my buddy Dave and I go through every episode of Columbo. We record those seasons in batches. We record, like, I think this last season was 8 episodes. We record those 2 a week for however many weeks that takes. And I release those 8 days in a row. So I have Studio 2009 on my brain all the time. Yeah. So thank you for joining us, folks. You'll hear us back here on Palka soon with the last day of summer. Yes, we do. No, we don't. Doof, help us close this show, please. But wait, there isn't any more. I don't know.
All right. Sure.
It's a doof side of the moon, folks.
But wait, there's more!
Yeah, so all this is going to get cut out anyway.
We've already overanalyzed it. We've already discussed too much.
There's no such thing. Not here at the Geekcast Radio Network. There's no such thing as overanalyzation. What are you talking about? Where the hell have you been for the last 15 and a half years?
There's not really any more. That's about it.